You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in fields like healthcare. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on health law policy and management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal issues facing this heavily regulated industry. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead in healthcare at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more. If you need to know the law to advance your career in the healthcare industry, but you aren't a lawyer, we can help. At Texas A&M School of Law, we offer a Master of Legal Studies with a focus on health law policy and management. It's specifically designed to help non-lawyers like you navigate the legal issues facing this heavily regulated industry. Gain the legal skills you need to advance your healthcare career from one of the most respected law schools in the nation. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and it's time for your NFL scoreboard update. In preseason action, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Detroit Lions 25-7. The Miami Dolphins beat the Houston Texans 28-3. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Buffalo Bills 27-15. The Indianapolis Colts beat the Chicago Bears 24-17. The Tennessee Titans beat the Minnesota Vikings 24-16. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Arizona Cardinals 38-10. The San Francisco 49ers beat the Denver Broncos 21-20. The Las Vegas Raiders beat the Los Angeles Rams 34-17. And the Seattle Seahawks beat the Dallas Cowboys 22-14. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New York Jets 13-6. In the second half, Buccaneers quarterback John Wolford was carted off the field in a stretcher after suffering a neck injury. The Bucs report that Wolford has movement in his extremities. And the New England Patriots beat the Green Bay Packers 21-17. With 10 minutes and 32 seconds left in the fourth quarter, Patriots cornerback Isaiah Bolden suffered a devastating injury, forcing the game to end early. The Patriots reported that Bolden has movement in his extremities. He did not suffer a spinal cord injury and has been released from the hospital. I'm Ed Robinson.